The Overture No. 2 in D Major by Jean-Marie Leclerc, performed by the Purcell Quartet on Classical IPR. It's 7:42, time now for Kids Commute.
Hi, I'm Joanne Folletta, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Мы ансамбль «Русский Ренессанс».
Вы слушаете Kids Commute
от Interlaken Public Radio.
Спасибо, Russian Renaissance. Thank you. That was Russian Renaissance performing the Kids Commute theme on Russian folk instruments. We'd love to hear you play the Kids Commute theme on any instrument at all that you play. You can find instructions and sheet music, everything you need, at kidscommute.org, our website. Happy Friday, Kids Commuters. Today is the last day of Mighty Handful Week on IPR's Kids Commute, learning about the Russian five young rebellious composers who wanted to create a distinctly Russian sound in their music. We'll ask our Quizlet after the music today, and the answer will be in today's episode. Today we'll continue our tale of two roommates. Yesterday we met Modeste. Today let's meet Nikolai. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, who is probably the most famous and well-known composer of the Mighty Handful. Nikolai started composing at the age of 10, but he was really into the ocean, so he joined the Navy and became an officer. It was while he was an officer that he met Alexander Borodin in 1862, and Borodin taught him the basics of composition. Now remember how our Russian Five decided to rebel against the standard European classical way of composing music? Well, Nikolai was kind of a rebel among the rebels, because he decided to follow some of the standard composition rules and even became a composition teacher. Rimsky-Korsakov went on to write many famous works of his own and was considered a master of orchestration, deciding which instruments play where in classical music. But here's the thing. After his friend and his roommate, Modeste, died young, Nikolai showed his love and respect for his friend by also spending the rest of his life finishing and orchestrating Modeste's music, as we heard yesterday in Night on Bald Mountain. Today, though, we're going to hear what happens when Rimsky-Korsakov applies his great powers of orchestration to his own music. This piece of music also kind of falls within the original unspoken rules of the Mighty Handful, including that they wanted to create that Russian sound by including music from within the Russian Empire. So today's music is the Procession of the Nobles from Mlada, which is an opera ballet based on ancient Slavic fairy tales. Yevgeny Svetlanov conducts the State Symphony Orchestra of Russia.
Thank you.
That was The Procession of the Nobles from Mlada by Rimsky-Korsakov, a fairy tale opera ballet that was performed by the State Symphony Orchestra of Russia, the conductor Yevgeny Svetlanov. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov using all of his great talents as an orchestrator in that music. All right now, kids commuters, it is time now for our Quizlet. I hope you've enjoyed Mighty Handful Week. The answer for our Quizlet has been in every episode this week, but it's definitely in today's episode. Our group of Russian composers called themselves the Mighty Handful and were also known as the Russian blank. How many Russian composers made up the Mighty Handful? Send your answer to our Quizlet line at 231-237-7482, and if you're right, we'll send you this week's prize pack in the mail. Now, kids commuters, while you are texting in your answers, I will also give you an early heads up on some tickets. Next week on Kids Commute, it's From the Top Week. That's a public radio show that features young performers. It's taping right here at Interlaken on March the 19th at 7:30 p.m. And we want to make sure our young artists have a great cheering section. So we'll have a bunch of tickets to give away. You can bring your whole family. Just send us the words From the Top in your Quizlet answer text. Or you don't even have to answer the Quizlet. Just send us From the Top. And again, the Quizlet line number is 231-237-7482. Tell us your name and how many adults and kids you would like to bring to the concert. We'll give you more opportunities for these tickets over the next week. So good luck on the Quizlet, and you can have tickets right now, Quizlet or no. That's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Tony Biro is our producer. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. Happy Friday.
Interlaken Public Radio.